Welcome to episode 122 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast has helped give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization as well as in your professional and personal life. In this episode of the Walking Leader, I'm going to talk about, well, it's that time of year, or it's that season again. It's politics. Politics in the workplace. That's right, election season is in full swing. And I'm here in Texas, that's where I'm based out of, and trust me, there's no signs of it ending or starting over in time for the next election. No, it's just going to be like one long run-on sentence. And, you know, as the workplace is not immune to this. The workplace is definitely not, no longer is it immune. No place else is it immune, but the workplace should definitely be one where it is immune. And it's just, like I said, it's just going to continue to grow and certainly show no signs of slowing. And without there being exact policies and procedures already in place, don't worry, it's not too late. Have them, get them, find them, talk to somebody, consult someone, get those policies and procedures in place now. Train your employees now. Set those expectations now. Let them know under no uncertain terms that anyone caught violating those policies and procedures, well, they're going to have to deal with it. They're going to have to suffer the consequences, because again, this is not just affecting you as a business owner, as a business leader. It's affecting the other employees. It's affecting your customers. See, I'm not saying that you're going to go out there and violate anyone's First Amendment rights, but in the workplace, respect has to be given to the internal and the external stakeholders. You have to, they have to, everyone has to respect their rights to their own opinion. Just like everyone has to respect their rights to not be bogged down with political rhetoric when all they want to do is just go in there and buy a lug nut. And that's it, and leave, be done with it. That's all. You know, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to hear that. If I'm going in and I just want to pick up a lug nut, I don't want to be inundated with political rhetoric. I don't want to be told why this guy with a Spanish-sounding name or a nickname is the guy that's going to actually beat the guy with a Spanish last name. I don't care. I don't care what your opinion is. When I go into that voting booth, I'm the one pulling that lever. I'm the one pressing that button. And a lot of people will they'll fight you on that, because they'll say, well, it's my First Amendment right. You're right, it is, but it's also my First Amendment right not to hear that. And that's where the fussing and fighting, the things get out of hand. Folks, that's why in the workplace, setting those policies and procedures in place now, the standard operating procedures, workplace employee policies, and yes, you can even set the expectations and the standards for your customers, for those external stakeholders. You can let them know right at the door, because people put those signs. We reserve the right to refuse service. You've seen those signs. No shirt, no shoes, no service. It's everywhere. So what's the point? What's the point if you don't cover yourself now across the board with everyone? And if they don't respect that, then do you really want them not respecting you? And do you really want people that don't respect you and your business to be customers of that business? Do you really expect people, employees that don't respect you as their leader, as the person who hired them, as the place of business where they want to be, and not to respect that? Do you really need them as employees? Because it's, yes, it starts off as one thing, but guess what? When you don't question them on that one thing, they're going to start doing questionable other things, and it's going to grow from there. So doing something now is going to save you a lot of heartache in the long run. It's not too late. I know. It's like, what, we've got, almost another week and a half? Because as I'm recording this is on the 26th of October. So we've got another full week, and then a couple of days into it of the next week, so a week and a half. And again, it's not too late. It's time to do it, because what's going to happen is, like I said, it's not showing signs of slowing, so it's going to continue afterwards. Whether side A or side B wins or loses, it's still going to be more rhetoric, and it's just going to get uglier. And it's already showing signs of being ugly. In the news, that individual is setting out those pipe bombs. What kind of freaking nonsense is that? How is that any kind of common sense? How is that making and affecting change? It's not. It's taking three steps back. But again, he has a right to express his opinion. Unfortunately, he does not have the right to do what he did. You know, he could think it, that's on him, but for him to actually act it out, that's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different place of being, of operating, of existing. It's a delusional state. And you know what? That's my First Amendment right to call him delusional. You know, I support who I support. I stand because as a veteran, I that's where I stand. I support my country. I support my nation. I support its leaders, all of them. Whether I agree with them privately or publicly, whether I agree with them on what they do or don't do, you know what? I still have to support them because this is the one country we have and these are the one things that we have. That's all we have. So for today, that's who our president. For today, that's who our vice president. For today, that's who our senators are. And because of election season, I also respect those that are running, that are stepping up their game and saying, hey, you know what? I think I can do a better job. So I support them too. But don't look at me because of, one, my last name. Don't look at me because of the number of languages I speak. Don't look at me because of where, what state I live in. Don't look at me. And that's where all of that's coming from. Because again, we have to respect each other. And when they can't do that, either your internal or your external stakeholders can't do that, then really, do they truly belong there? So have those policies and procedures in place. Have them. And that's one thing. But enforcing them is something else. So what if it's your cousin that's working there and that's the one that's making the loudest noise? So what if it's your in-laws that are coming in and raising, as customers, raising political cane in your place of business? You can fire them. Yes. See, you have to enforce those rules, those policies and procedures. You as a business owner have a right to express your own political views, just like I did. However, as a leader, you have to recognize and understand and allow others to have their own political views. You can't tell them to change their minds when they walk through the door, but you can tell them to shut up. See, however, as a business owner, you are in business to provide a service or product to your customers. And doing anything or allowing behavior that will hinder that delivery, the delivery of that product or service, is definitely not something that's going to be tolerated. Me as a business owner, me as a business leader, me, you as a business owner, you as a business leader, why are you going to tolerate someone coming in and disrupting the flow of commerce? Why are you going to allow someone to hinder the delivery of the product or service you're selling that you spent all that time that you built a company on and to hinder that? No, why should you tolerate it? What kind of nonsense is that, again, on you as the business leader? No, see, like I said, you can fire your customers just like you can fire your employees. Yeah, you really can. You can fire your customers. You just tell them they're no longer welcome here. Anytime you come back here, you're going to be considered trespassing. And obviously, you might have to involve the authorities, but you know what? Better safe than sorry. So just like you can fire your employees, you can fire your customers because, again, they can't respect you. What kind of nonsense is that? See, there is no law that says you must entertain the public expression. I'm sorry. There is no law that says you must entertain the public expression of political views of anyone, anyone's political views, while they're in your place of business. See, that's why it's called a place of business. It's not a public place. It's not a public rallying center. No, it's your place of business. It's your company. It's your organization. They come to you for a product or service. Now, if your product is, or service is listening to political views, well, then more power to you. Folks, I know I have just given you some superficial and scratched just the surface information, but with a lot of common sense, you, your team, your customers and clients can all navigate through the murky political waters that are sure to get murkier between now and Election Day. So when all else fails, you just can't seem to get it, and it's going to cost you a little bit, but you know what? It's better safe than sorry. I highly recommend reaching out to an attorney. I highly recommend reaching out to an attorney, but get an attorney that specializes in workplace issues, political issues in the workplace, civil law, business law, to get the inner workings on the ins and outs of getting your organization ready for this election and all the other elections to come. While you're growing your customer base and expanding your business. Folks, it's not that difficult. And doing a little looking around online, you might just be able to find an attorney who's already posted something like this, who's already shared this information. See, I'm not going to get into the business of even entertaining which attorney for you to go to. You can look in your yellow pages and find the attorney that works for you. It is just that simple. But you have to put in the homework. See, because laws differ from jurisdiction and jurisdiction, state to state. Like I said, I'm in Texas. I understand my loss and what I can say and what I can't say. And as a business owner in my place of business, and I know that maybe in California, and my good friend Mitch out there, he can give you some information. But again, I'm not giving you his last name. I'm just saying that you can look out there if you're in California, but he'll let you know. And if he can't handle it, if it's not his area specialty, I guarantee you one thing. Just like any good lawyer, if it's not their area specialty, well, they would want to make the buck. They're not going to, because again, why would they get put themselves in a situation that's not their specialty? So they're definitely going to refer you to somebody who can help. And that's a good thing. And that's a great lawyer. That's somebody right there who's on your side. The moment they say, you know what, Dave, I can't help you with this, but you know what? I do know this lawyer who can specialize in that. And they'll refer you to that. And that's a good thing. So get out there, cover your bases as a business owner, as a business leader. You lead people, you hire people, you have to fire people, you want customers coming in, you want them to buy your product or service, you want to exchange money for that, that's great, that's fantastic. But when they start behaving and acting in a way that's going to hinder that delivery of that product or service, well, guess what? I don't know any business owner that would tolerate that. And I hope you're not one of those. So again, you must do what you must do. And even if it means firing your customers, you can fire your customers just like as quickly you can fire your employees. Folks, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode 122 of the Walking Leader Podcast? As always, if you have any comments, concerns, or questions, get a hold of me ASAP. Dave at Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra on Twitter. That's at Dave Guerra on Twitter, or email me, dave@daveguerra.com. I'd love to hear from you. My name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow, and putting the wraps and finishing touches on We the Team. So I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I appreciate you and everything that you do, your time, taking the time to download, to listen. I thank you. Those of you that are listening on the website, hey, why don't you think about subscribing? So go ahead down below. The link to subscribe on iTunes is there. You can hear me on Stitcher. I'm out there as well. I'm on iTunes Radio. I need to take care of that. But as always, any of that information, you can find it on my website, daveguerra.com. And again, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And before I go, I want to remind you, yes, you. Yeah, you. Yes, yes, you. I'm talking to you. Always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.